From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Date. Mosses are small but mighty. We don't think much about them since they grow so close to the ground. But there are an estimated 22,000 species of moss living on every continent, including Antarctica, covering 2% of Earth's surface. That's the size of Canada. The soil under mosses globally can store 6 billion tons more carbon than bare soil. That's more than the U.S. emits in a year. After lichen, mosses are the second stage in what's called the primary succession, the conversion of a barren environment, like a lava field, into one that can sustain life. With enough water, moss will continue to grow, decay, and grow again, forming the basis of soil. And within the moss, other life forms begin to grow, like fungi and ferns, but also mites, tardigrades, and nematodes. Under a magnifying glass, mosses look like miniature forests. And they're hardy. One desert species in China can tolerate some of the lowest and highest temperatures on Earth. To test its toughness, scientists exposed the moss to even greater temperature extremes, froze, and dehydrated it. The moss rebounded without issue. They even subjected it to radiation that would be lethal to mammals. The moss just grew faster. The idea behind these tests was to see if this particular moss could one day be sent to Mars. One of Earth's lowliest species just might green the red planet. I'm Scott Tinker.
Earth Date is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin with the generous support of Kay and Scott Sheffield and the Hildebrand Foundation. To hear hundreds more Earth Date episodes or to support this program, visit earthdate.org.